Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States has joined other countries in the UN in expressing concern about Turkey's arrest of a dozen parliamentary deputies of the pro-Kurdish HDP party, the country's third largest political party. Hours after the roundup, a car bomb killed nine, wounded 100 or more near a police station in southeastern Turkey where some of the lawmakers were being held. Heavy fighting has erupted between jihadist and Iraqi special forces in eastern Mosul as they continue their push deeper into the Islamic State stronghold backed by U.S.-led airstrikes. Meantime, in Geneva, the U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights said Islamic State militants continuing to move citizens into the city of Mosul and its outskirts to shield themselves from airstrikes. Less than 100 hours of campaigning left, polls are showing the U.S. presidential race tightening. Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump campaigning almost nonstop. Clinton campaigning here in the state of Michigan.
Our progress is on the line. Everything that has happened up until this point is on the line.
Trump criticized Clinton for using a private email server when she was Secretary of State.
How can Hillary manage this country when she can't even manage her emails? Did you ever see, hey folks, let's forget all of this stuff. What a mess.
Clinton still holds a slight edge over Trump in polling, and the election is set for Tuesday. A new national poll of voters' feelings about the election shows a large majority disgusted with both candidates. This is VOA News. Paris authorities have begun an operation to clear more than 3,000 migrants from a camp in the northeastern sector of the French capital. Operation the sprawling tent camp happened peacefully so far. Officials gathered several hundred male migrants behind a police line, part of a camp housing Afghans. This man among them.
In Paris, we pass a bad life, like hungry sometimes, you know. You know the situation, but maybe you already recorded. This is not the life that we passed here.
The operation in Paris comes after a major campaign last week to clear the so-called Calais jungle, a migrant camp in the north which has for years served as a jumping-off point for migrants attempting to stow away on trucks and trains bound across the English Channel for Britain. Some 6,000, mostly Afghans, Sudanese, and Eritreans have been living in the Calais encampment in what have been described as squalid conditions as Europe struggles with its worst migration crisis since World War II. UN aid agencies are warning a humanitarian crisis in South Sudan is getting worse as famine looms. Lisa Schlein reporting from the UN in Geneva.
The World Food Program reports a 38-truck convoy carrying food for about 1 month arrived in the South Sudanese town of Yei. The agency says the food and other relief supplies will be a lifesaver for thousands of families who have been trapped in the area for 4 months because of fighting and insecurity. WFP spokeswoman Bettina Lucia says thousands of people in Yei and throughout South Sudan are fleeing intensified violence that stems from the country's nearly three-year conflict.
Up to 4 million people, a third of the population in South Sudan, are severely food insecure, meaning a third of the country doesn't know where the next meal is coming from.
Lucia says humanitarian agencies have helped to stave off catastrophe so far, but she says funds to carry out life-saving operations are running out. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Massive demonstration in Jakarta against the governor turned violent. Protesters burned cars and officers responded with tear gas and water cannon. Police say at least one person was killed, several others wounded in the violence. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry next week going to Antarctica, becoming the first Secretary of State and the most senior U.S. official ever to visit the often called frozen continent. Remoteness of the destination means Mr. Kerry will not be out of the country for Election Day. The South Pole is 14,000 kilometers away from Washington. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.